Minute to Hour with Liam Lacoura. Hi. Hi. The Minute to Hour is on right now, guys. Don't go anywhere. Stay here. We'll be back. Minute to Hour.
lindos los momentos que he pasado. Contigo todo es felicidad. Me pierdes en tu mundo de colores. Me gusta ese cariño que me das. Con esa tu sonrisa tan sincera, ternura que refleja tu mirar. Conviertes tu figura en una niña y a veces sientes ganas de llorar. Y es que llevas en tu ser un hermoso corazón. Todo tú me lo haces ver a manera de ilusión. Eres la canción que me gusta, respuesta a la pregunta de lo que es el amor. Llegado a la rosa, a alegrar su dolor. Bonita. Con esa tu sonrisa tan sincera, ternura que refleja tu mirar. Conviertes tu figura en una niña y a veces sientes ganas de llorar. Y es que llevas en tu ser un hermoso corazón. Todo tú me lo haces ver a manera de ilusión. Eres la canción que me gusta, respuesta a la pregunta de lo que es el amor. Eres como la mariposa que ha llegado a la rosa a alegrar su color. Eres la canción que me gusta, respuesta a la pregunta de lo que es el amor.
Bailar de nuevo ritmo que se rompe, estamos sábado de andas. Yo no puedo bailar con piso blando cuando oigo el rock. Quiero bailar buen puenteros, vas a armar visto de negro, prenda de cuero y los vasos de ancha azul. Estamos sábado de andas. Armar, visto de negro, prenda de cuero y los vasos de ancha azul. Estamos sábados de ancha azul. Yo no puedo bailar con piso de ancha azul. Vente en la mañana. Bailar este nuevo ritmo que se robó, amor. Dame dos de ancha azul. Yo no puedo bailar con el piso blanco azul. Azul, ancha azul. Azul, ancha azul. Azul, ancha azul. Azul, ancha azul. Yo no puedo bailar con el piso blanco azul.
Si tú te sientes mal, con ganas de llorar, yo te voy a contar lo que tienes que hacer tú. O el bugalú. En toda la región todos bailan bugalú. Si tienes corazón puedes bailarlo tú. ¡Oh, ven ya a bailar el bugalú! Tienes que hacer tú. ¡Oh, ven ya a bailar el bugalú! ¡Oh, baby, please, please, please! Dime que me harás feliz. Todos estamos ya, tan solo faltas tú. ¡Oh, ven ya a bailar!
Ahora presten atención, es que mis amigos y yo vamos al concierto de la banda que me gusta. Suena el sucio rock and roll, habla de la bestia pop, todo el mundo a bailar.
can you hear me, Chuck?
Yeah.
How you doing, what my on? Friend? Good. Thank you for calling us, man.
Yeah, no problem.
So, how have you been? How was your day today? It's been hot out there, huh?
Yeah, I've just been trying to hide from the heat.
Where are you hiding at? Is that why you didn't want to come down?
No, I have to go to this Haviana flip flop party in a second here. Get some free flip flops and free booze. So.
Can we go?
I think you have to be on the guest list.
Yeah, that's cool.
I gotta try to talk them into sponsoring my flip flop fest next year.
Oh, I see. Oh, it's just like once a year?
Agenda.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, for those who are listening right now to the Piñata Hour, our caller right here is Chuck McCarthy, and this is a man that, it's a funny guy. You got to check out his video on YouTube. He does lots of blog. Is that what you do? Like lots of little digitals?
Yeah, I've got a couple of blogs. I've got ChuckMcCarthy.com, which is like kind of a more personal blog, and then I have Ideas by Chuck, which is like a blog where I give away ideas. And then I don't know, can I curse on internet radio?
FCC is off the lands out here in the internet.
Okay, just checking. I don't want to.
No. This is not like YouTube.
Okay, cool. I have a blog called lookatthisfuckingperson.com too.
I like that one. That's one of my favorites. Where'd you get those pictures? Or
all over, and I just find them, and then people send them to me and stuff. So
yeah, I like those pictures. I see them like after. When I get home and I'm like, I want to relax. I'm going to see what this guy's up to and go into your YouTube. I spot you when I was watching Fernando. It's a friend of us. It's a mutual friend. That's how I met you. And I noticed that you guys did this Test Tuesday. Is that what you call it?
Taste Test Tuesday.
That's done by someone else, right? Or was that you entirely, everything?
The one with me and Fernando and Davey and Mikey, all those guys, Davey edited that and put that together, but I kind of started it and I put up one every week of my own. If you look on my YouTube, you can find, like last week I did one with, Dana D'Armond, her nickname's the Porn Unicorn. AKA the internet's girlfriend.
Yeah.
So we did extreme next level peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. It was like bacon and cheese. And,
yeah, I know.
all kinds of stuff.
Every time I see those, it makes me hungry.
Yeah.
Just like those guys. What's it called? Epic Meal. Those guys. Every time I watch that, it's like, oh man, the way they eat the food.
My roommate likes to watch the Food Network and stuff, and I can't deal with that just because I don't. It just makes me hungry.
So we have this background music. Can you hear that background music?
A little bit.
Yeah? Okay.
But it's kind of horny. Kind of a horn. Is that a horn?
Yeah. It's polka. It's Mexican polka. Yeah. That's what it is. Yeah, that's what I call it, Mexican polka. But we got my Mexican friend. What's up, Bugo?
What's up?
What do you call this?
Banda.
Banda. They call it banda.
Banda.
I like it.
Banda Sinaloense.
What does that mean?
It's a state in Mexico, Sinaloa. Banda Sinaloense is close to the ocean, Mazatlán. And this music just kind of really made a name for itself there in Sinaloa.
So banda is where all the accordions come from?
No, there's no accordion in this, if you listen closely. There's no accordion here.
Yeah, we got to take Chuck to do a tasty Tuesday on a bar somewhere in LA and record it, and we can broadcast it later.
Yeah, what do you want to do? What do you want to eat?
I don't know. Any day, man. Anytime. You look like a really, really busy man. How's that? How's the internet for you doing?
I don't know. There's always new things on the internet. What do you want to eat? You gotta figure it out. You know?
Yeah. Well, maybe. Yeah. Eat. What can we eat? Man, we get our friend right here, Jeremy, involved on that. He will be good on that too. He's a good guy. He's always eating out there in different good restaurants.
Where's that?
He said he was posting on Facebook, like, hey, guys, I'm here eating this right now. And I'm like,
I like the food.
Okay, like your pastor. I'm like, man, all right.
Yeah, we need that guy. my one friend wants to do something where we go to, like, 10 different hamburger places in one day and eat hamburgers and all of them.
Yeah, the guy from 400 Blows does that. He has a blog, and he tries a different burger in a different place every day. He's been doing it for a long time.
Those are fun to watch.
Yeah,
we want to do like 10 different places in one day, all over
one
LA.
Day.
So it'll be like a race to get it done.
So
like,
what's on your list as burger places?
I don't know. Like,
you got Umami, Father's Office. You know, those are the big ones. There's 38 Degrees as a good burger.
I think we wanted to hit the one down in, like, I think it's in like Compton or someplace that has the Obama Burger.
Oh yeah,
the Obama Burger. Where?
What's on the Obama Burger?
Man, I can't remember, but it's got a lot of crazy stuff on it. It's down in like in Crenshaw or Compton or something down there.
You're gonna need the free healthcare after you eat that burger. I heard.
You're gonna need what?
The free healthcare.
Well, yeah.
Well, there was a place in Atlanta. I used to live in Atlanta, and there was a place there. They had a hamburger that was called the Ham Dog, and it was a hot dog wrapped in a hamburger, deep fried, covered in chili, cheese, a fried egg, and bacon. And
wow.
I ate that a couple of times, and every time I felt like I was like actually probably going to have a heart attack.
Nice.
Hey, for those who are listening right now, barely tuning in into the Piñata Hour here with Lee and Locura, we got calling us from a dark place right now because he doesn't want to hit the sun. It's Chuck McCarthy. Chuck McCarthy. Funny, funny guy. You got to see him. You can just Google it. He has all kinds of, especially the one that got my attention is like the one that it was featured in CNN News.
Yeah.
It's on CNN and it's about you giving this ideas for future inventions or stuff like that. Can you tell me that on that? How did that work? Are you still doing that or not really anymore?
I'm still putting some stuff up on that blog. It's just I did that interview for CNN and then like I don't know, people kinda wanted to actually use my ideas, so they tried to cut out the middleman, so
you gotta
I don't
get
have
that
any ideas
shit copyrighted,
away.
Man. You need patents.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the most fucked up thing is, like, one of the ideas I had was to do product placement in porn. And recently, in the last, like, couple months, I've found, like, four or five, like these porns from Russia where these people eat McDonald's and then they have sex. But it's like, seriously, like, it's like, oh, we're eating McDonald's. Here's the bag. Look at that wrapper. Oh, look, McDonald's. This tastes good. And then they have sex. So I think somebody in Russia, some sort of a franchisee in Russia, really picked up on my idea and is using it.
Yeah, I think I saw that porno too, and then the guy put a chicken nugget up his ass or something like that.
I think that might be a different one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is it in Russia, Jeremy, too?
I thought it was Russian, I don't know. Maybe I found it on my home video camera. I don't know.
That's just for a different demographic, you know?
Right. Yeah, you know what? In these days, if one video starts going viral, like, before you know, you have, like, 5 million people watching your video, and it will be from all over the world, you know? Except China and Iran.
Yeah, well, have you seen my chocolate bunny video?
Which one?
The chocolate bunny one.
Oh, the one you seen inside the tub?
Yeah, well, I eat the chocolate bunny, and then I get my friends to eat it, and then we make a bong out of it.
That one's really big
in Russia.
That's crazy. And I remember you guys are like trying to smoke it, and then you try to hit it on the ball. It was like melting.
Yeah.
That was funny. That was funny.
But it worked out good. And that one's like, that video is huge in Russia.
Really? So, I think the one is really big. It's the one you have Tasty Tuesday. It's the Four Loko.
Yeah.
And then the best part of that.
Four Loko is pretty epic.
That was epic. And then the best part out of that video is like, when they ask you like, so what, how does it taste? And you say, well, it tastes like rocket sauce. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
That is so funny, man. That shit, I was laughing for like a whole week. Rocket sauce. This guy. That is so funny. Yeah, you know, hey, you know, Lucura, you know who's in that? Fernando. Have you seen it?
No.
You gotta check it out.
Landeros?
Yeah. Fernando Landeros, El Monte. He's on that video too.
Right on.
Yeah, he's funny. This, you and he gotta make a movie or something. That would be so funny. For real.
Nice.
He's a really good friend of us.
Yeah, he's a pretty funny guy.
Yeah, very, very. And also the chick. She's so cool, too.
Yeah, that's my roommate. she's actually leaving, going to England.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All the way there, huh?
Yeah.
Cool, cool. Hey, Chuck, thanks for calling us. So where can they go and see you? Like, which website would you give them? Just
I would say ChuckMcCarthy.com because that has links to most of my other stuff. That's where most everything gets posted through there too. And check that out. And other than that, you might just have to Google the Scott Speedman project because that's kind of a secret project.
Hmm. Well, you let me know, and then I can post it. You know, I've been posting some of your videos up on my wall and on Facebook, and people will be like,
cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Really cool.
ChuckMcCarthy.com is pretty much the best place.
Cool, man. Hey, one more last question. Who's your favorite local band out here in Los Angeles? You have any?
My favorite local band?
Yeah.
Well, I have friends that are in a band, and half of them live here, and then the other half live in Atlanta, and they're called Les Exoplex.
Hmm. Okay.
You should check out their video, Poop on Fate.
Got it. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, this is Chuck McCarthy, funny guy. Check out his videos. We're gonna step into some music too right now. So. Hey, thanks for calling us. Anything you want to say?
You guys have fun, but not too much fun.
Oh, you're killing it now for us now.
Okay. I'll see you later.
Thank you, man.
Okay.
Peace.
Bye.
Who's this?
Hello?
Knock, knock. Who's this?
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
I'm okay. I could be better, but I'm okay.
This is Lee.
Oh, hi, Lee.
No, you're Lee. I'm saying this is Lee. You're Lee, right?
Yeah. Locura. Hold on a second.
What's happening, Lee? Locura,
I'm
this is Lee,
we're just
man.
Having a good time right now.
Oh, cool, man.
This guy's calling
me.
This guy's calling me right now, and he's telling me that he's Lee, and I'm like, no, I am Lee.
No, is this you're guy? Lee. That's huh? cool. This is Vince from the Mormons.
Oh, what's up, Vince?
What's up, man?
What's going on, guys?
How much are you doing? Thanks for calling, man.
Right. Yeah, man, I'm so excited, man, because I know tonight you guys are going to have Very Be Careful in studio.
Oh! Ow! Well, guess what? Guess what?
What happened, man?
Better Be Careful is not going to be in studios.
Ah, boo.
That's cool. By the way, talking
so
about
what happened?
Well, they're getting ready, man, for this big event that's coming down this weekend, July 9th,
uh-huh.
at the Piñata Party at a secret
well,
location.
How are they getting ready? What did they tell you?
They didn't say
getting
much,
ready,
man.
So they said they're getting ready, and then so what? What are they doing? Are they cleaning their instruments? You know, what are they doing, man? Why aren't they there at Skid Row Studios?
I don't know, man. You can reach them out. You can go ahead and send them an email. They have an email on their...
I was all excited to hear them. So. Wanted to see if they were going to
Yeah, I was looking forward, but it's okay. It's okay. It's cool. We'll get them later. You know, they're
yeah.
from us. Yeah, they're friend of us. So they're...
No, but on the real tip, so what happened? You called them? And, like, what did they tell you? Like,
see,
are you pissed off about it?
No, I think they were
I'd be
barely,
irritated.
They barely be back from New York. They went to a tour. So they got back from
mm-hmm.
a tour, yeah. So, you know, I'm like, I understand. I mean, I've been on tours since then when I get back. I just want to chill, really, you know? I don't want to,
yeah.
you know, instead of saying, yeah, I'm coming down, and when the same day be like, hey, you know what, I'm not going to show up. And I'd be like, oh.
But they said they were going to come down, no?
Yeah, but, you know, things change, I guess. Yeah.
So did he call you today and tell you that?
No. He let me know way before. No. Yeah, we're talking about... About years.
Oh man, so when they came down, maybe you guys should play some Very Be Careful. You know, they're a good band. I like them. You know, I like the band. And, you know, we had
do
them on our show the last time.
Do they have any vinyl? Or have they put out wax?
Yeah.
I don't have any.
Yeah.
I don't have any.
Yeah, they got vinyls.
I need some. Yeah. Maybe when we play Barcade, we'll hit Roberto.
Oye,
only
oye,
vinyl
record?
And cassettes on this show.
I think it's Escuchalo Records.
Really?
You go to their website and they have a link where.
All right, I want to pick one up then, because I want to play them next week, next show.
Yeah.
I'm kind of bummed out. I wanted to hear them, man. I wanted to see if they were they going to come in and play
too.
Songs.
I'm sorry. What's that?
Were they going to come in and play live, like play some live songs?
No. They would just come out, hang out. Just hang out, talk about. You know, what's up with the band and what's going on?
How come they don't want to do anything? How come I wanted to hear them? We were all listening. We all wanted to hear them.
I don't know, man. You have to send them an email, I guess.
Mm-kay-la.
But you know
but
what?
Are they going to show up on Friday for sure?
On Friday?
That's the only reason why I'm going to go, yeah. If they're not going to show up, I'm going to be pissed.
Oh, no, don't worry about it. They'll
be there on Friday, all right?
Saturday.
Piñata party?
Oh, Saturday. Saturday, that's right. Saturday, the Piñata party, right?
That's going to be off the hook, man. It's going to be not just them, but it's going to be a Harukuroi. Hello, my mm-hmm. name is Red. We're going to have Kat from Aparato. We're going to have...
Can
Frank,
I go?
We're going to have Frank Lepore. Spinning him, do some damage. Also, Locura.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be spinning myself, too. I'm going to be playing some.
Just be there.
Be awesome. Yeah, just come down.
Yeah,
you're on the guest list.
No worries, huh?
You're part of the, what do you call, the Skip Roasted Go.
Always.
Can I bring my chick? Or should I just leave her home? Can I bring my chick?
There's going to be a lot of chicks, so you probably want to tell her, you know what? Babe, I got to go practice with my band.
That's not going to work because, you know, she listens to Skid Row Studio and she loves to listen to Piñata Hour, so.
Nice. Yeah, no, it's like, you know, babe, I got to go to a band practice.
Well, cool, man. Well, listen, man, I just wanted to call and say hello to you guys and, you know, tell you guys that I'm listening. And I was looking forward to Very Be Careful, but I guess they're not going to show up. You know, those guys, what's up with those guys?
Wait a minute. What about Andy Dick coming tomorrow?
That's what I want to talk about too. Tomorrow on the More Music Radio Pod at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, we're gonna have Dino Stamatopoulos, and this guy's a writer who wrote on Mr. Show, Conan O'Brien, David Letterman, Matt TV, TV Funhouse. He's done a lot of shit, and he's doing a new show on Adult Swim called Frankenholz, like a stop animation kind of thing. And this guy's going to come down, and we're going to, you know, have some drinks, and we're going to talk about stuff that he's done. I want to ask him about working with David Letterman, all this shit, you know. Mr. Show, one of my personal favorite shows, probably one of the best shows ever done. And so we're going to talk to this guy. But, yeah, Andy Dick is his friend, supposedly, and we haven't really mentioned it, but, you know, there's a chance that he might come in. But even if he does come in or not, it's going to be a great show tomorrow night, man. That's Thursday, what's tomorrow's date, man? The 7th? Yeah, Thursday the 7th.
Hey, I'm sorry to cut you off, but I got Ned Castro just rolling right now with his crew, and they have guns and stuff, so I have to go.
Did you listen to anything I said right now?
Say what?
Did you listen to anything I said right now?
Yeah. You're the best.
All right, man, we'll catch you tomorrow, man. I'm going to keep listening. So
remember, this July, Saturday 9th, don't break your wife.
All right then, man.
All right.
I'll talk to you guys later, man.
Later, Joe.
La vida es una tómbola, y arriba, y arriba. Maturana. Si yo fuera Maradona, perdido en cualquier lugar. La vida es una tómbola, de noche y de día. La vida es una tómbola, de arriba y arriba. La vida es una tómbola, de noche y de día. La vida es una tómbola.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
Okay. What's up? That was a nice set, look at that. By the way. So we're going to have a little cool down. I'm going to step out of the turntables, and we are going to have our guest DJ, Ned Casual. What's up, man?
Yo, what up?
Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Good. So good to have you here, sir.
Hey, good to be here.
Thank you for coming down.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
They're filming a movie downstairs.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What's that for?
I don't know. What could it be?
Yeah, I saw some kind of production going on, but...
Yeah, it looks heavy,
couldn't
huh?
tell what they were producing, you know?
Yeah. Okay, that's L.A. That's how L.A. is, right?
That's how L.A. is, dog. L.A. all day.
Yeah, that's right. So you're gonna be playing some records then?
Yeah, you know, gonna play some classic music that I think is very important.
From what era?
Some 60s stuff, probably start with.
Okay.
You know. But 40s and 50s, 60s, just rock and roll and blues.
Cool.
Jazz, soul, funk, all that.
Okay.
All the good
shit. I can't wait. Hey, what are you going to be doing after this? You say you guys...
We do a night over at Lot 1 Cafe called the Echo Park Juke Joint. It's every Wednesday night. My band, the Downtown Train, and I put the night together. And... We just rock and roll and boogie. It's free. We go from 9 to 1 every night. I have friends.
Lot 1
Cafe in Echo Park. Right.
There you go, guys. To
every
rock and
Wednesday.
Roll and to boogie. Lot 1 every Wednesday night.
Yeah, it's free. It's free. Fun.
All right, so we're gonna
see your homie's band. You get to see our band.
Yeah.
The Echo Park Juke Joint, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, yes. So we're gonna let now Ned Casual go ahead and handle his business. And so Locura, what was that?
That was Pastilla.
That was Pastilla, huh?
That was from Vox Electrico from 1998.
Is that on tape?
Yeah, I found it on tape.
Cassette.
Yeah, music cassette.
Cassette.
Music cassette. Cinta.
Cinta. Cassette. How many S do we have on that cassette? Like one or two.
So many. Two.
A guy two right S's. Here to my right is giving me the
finger.
He
confirmed these are two.
Yeah? Okay.
Music says two S's, isn't it?
Hey, you're more than welcome to grab a headset here.
Hey, Locura, I think the guest DJ is trying to figure out how your mixer works, man.
Yeah, it's in Chinese writing. In the meantime, I'm going to be singing. Come on, Locura.
Yeah, so we played some Pastilla. Before that, we played...
Where's the...
We played some good stuff.
Where's the start and stop button here?
Right here? Yeah. Hey, here, what was your name again?
You can grab
this chair. You can grab this chair here. Sit down and relax.
Hey, so Saturday, man.
Oh,
piñata party, man.
Yeah, man.
It's coming up.
I
sounds
really,
like
really
want to
thank everybody, the RSVP, and...
It's going to be a crazy...
Calling us and sending us email about this event.
Crazy
look
bash.
Look at what's going to happen. We're looking at having Better Be Careful. That's going to be the shit.
Lots
and also,
of good bands.
Harukuroi. That's also another cumbia kind of sound.
Piñata every hour with goodies inside.
Yes. 420 VIP room. Don't forget that.
Bring your doctor's scripts.
He's giving me the finger again. What else are we going to have? Oh, we're going to have a chocolate fun edible. So, we got marshmallows and apples. Hi. What else? What else are we going to have? We're going to have Jeremy. We're going to broadcast this event live. Right, Jeremy? Is that going to happen or what? We're going to record it. Well, we're going to record
it. I don't know about live, but we'll definitely record some things and talk to people later, and, you know, walk around the room. I'll put on my little news reporter fucking get up and stick a mic in some people's faces and see what they say.
I want to do that.
Yeah, man, you would be good at that. You know all those people. I don't know anybody. So.
Well, I don't know.
You carry the mic.
I know like 20 people, really, but yeah. The other 380, I don't know.
You don't know those guys?
I don't know.
That's cool. As long as you RSVP, then they know you.
Yeah, it's heavy, man. It's really heavy out there. So we have Ned Casual right now. He's
Booker T and the MGs. Beautiful.
Nice.
All right, do it.
Enjoy. Nice. Ned Casual here at Piñata Hour.
but a hound dog. Keep snooping around my door. Yeah, nothing but a hound, babe. Keep on snooping around my door. You can wag your tail. I ain't gonna feed you no more. You tell me you was hot class, but I can see through that. You tell me you was hot class, but I can see through that. And baby, I know, hey, woman, you ain't nowhere. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Keep on wobbling around my door. You ain't nothing but a hound, baby. Keep on wobbling around my door. You the mean to treat her. You don't mean me no good. Hey. You can wag your tail, I ain't gonna feed you no
some honey from a tree, dressed it up and they called me. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby now. I woke up this morning, 4:30, 15 women knocking at my door. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby now. I try to get away, I go on home, but they never seem to leave me alone. Be my baby now. I ain't good looking, I ain't smart. I guess they're after this poor boy's heart. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby now. Baby, everybody's trying to be my baby now. Well, they took some honey from a tree, dressed it up and they called it me. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby now. Down.
street. I'm gonna walk the rest silently, cause I know she can't be. Whiskey, baby, and I was a diving girl.
About my little girl. Yeah! She's alright. She's alright.
Song that a girl took away from me, a good friend of mine. This girl, she just took this song, but I'm still gonna do it anyway. Give you
what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? Hey, sweet baby, don't you think maybe we could find us a brand new recipe? I got a hot rod Ford and a $2 bill, and I know a spot right over the hill. There's soda pop and the dancing's free. So if you wanna have fun, come along with me. Say, hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
What's up, Ned? Thank you.
Yo. Hey, thanks a lot, Ned.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Nice set, man.
Really nice. Sorry about that little snag in the beginning.
Oh, fuck it,
like,
man.
Like you said, that's fuck a part it. Of fuck part it. Of playing records, right? But, yeah, it's a pleasure to be here at Skid Row Studios at the Piñata Hour.
So from here, you're going to Lot 1? You're having a show over
there?
Yeah,
we're headed straight over to Lot 1 after this. Nice. Going to spin some more records.
Right.
You know, we have Shimmy Timmy playing tonight and Depocalypse. And the Downtown Train, which is my band. We're there every Wednesday, plus special musical guest each week. And, yeah, everybody should roll through. It's 21 and up. Free. Fun.
Free. 21 and up. Nice.
Boogie time, baby.
Right. We also have a free show at the Hollywood Hump tonight at 10 p.m. Blipsy Barcade over in Western. Burn Hollywood Burn. Nice.
Yeah, so I guess this is a podcast, you said? You could watch it anytime?
Yeah, there's probably some a few listeners right now live, but I always thinking, yeah, we have like about half, like a million or so.
Oh, wow. Yeah, not you really. Can you can go to iTunes and download it, or just skidrow.la and pull it down.
Skidrow.la, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. There you go.
Oh, if you have a phone, you can download the application,
there's
right?
There's an iPhone app as well.
Yes.
You listen to the live stream.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, thanks for having me,
guys.
Well,
thank you, Ned.
Thanks a lot
thanks for coming down, man.
Right on.
This is Piñata Hour. Up next, we got Locura.
by long gone dreams.
thank everybody for tuning in to Piñata Hour. Thank you very much. Piñata Hour here with Lee and Locura. So we're going to say goodbye. He's going to play a couple few records, right, Locura?
Yes, we are.
All right, you guys, don't forget,
hey,
Saturday.
Do you want to play that a track off that one band's stuff?
Yeah, like you got one more song, right?
We'll play a couple more songs. We'll play it at the end.
Yeah, we'll play it at the end.
Yeah, we'll play it at the end.
Cool. So we'll play okay, all right.
You want to hear number two and three, so.
All right, guys, so don't forget, it's Saturday, July 9th, Piñata Party, RSVP, Piñata Hour at Gmail. We'll let you know all the info. You can go to Facebook, Piñata Hour. All right, guys.
Good night.
Good night. Peace.
Later.
Letting you know, also, if you have any information regarding the show, hit me up at oglocura@gmail.com. Peace.
This is the Downtown Train with the track Waxy Collar off the Life and Times album.
This is what I know, right?
pending on those whack and watch rays. Cotton coattails hanging low, brass button worn away. The stitch in time says mine, and I thank you for that, my dear. But since you walk so slowly, gonna waste away all your years. 'Cause it's Jackson's waxy collar. Cruising from 100 yards so far. Baby, you got that number leather whip, honey. Trying to crack it like you're my car. You know, I've seen you wax in Jackson. Drinking hard, strong coffee brew. You know, Jackson's wax collar. Oh, that new $20 don't mean nothing round here. Jackson's waxy collar.